My name is Elijah, and about a couple years ago, the Lord really gave me a hunger to just find wisdom and to seek it out. And I sought out a lot of people that come to church here, like Tyler, Stephen started discipling me, and Samuel, and Levi Kepler, and they just were really encouraging me through the last couple of years, and I kind of got to a point where the Lord just started telling me that you have the Holy Spirit and that you have that inner wisdom and that you don't really have to you don't have to be in college, you don't have to be over 21 to be able to share the Lord and to encourage people and he just started telling me that, and then he told me to really get on the offensive side of ministry and just to stop getting my eyes on myself so much. Because he just started showing me people around me that just needed him and needed to find out about his love. And I just really wanted to show people his love. And he's given me a big heart for that. And then I feel like he's given me a mission right now. I feel like for our generation, for people my age, there's a lot of lost people. There's a lot of in-between people, kids, and I feel like he's really given me a heart for them, yeah. Oh, and me and Anna were praying before church in our car about today and before church, and there just wasn't that main thing about me speaking that really just hit me. And then we were praying, and then the words set ablaze just kind of popped in my head. And I feel like the Lord just wants me to pray for our generation, that our generation just be set ablaze, and that there just be a desire of God in our hearts, and that there'd be a lot of pursuers for him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let me just reemphasize what Elijah texted me. He's been trying to draw guys in, young men, older men, just get any wisdom and counsel he could get, asking to meet with people over the last year or two. It's just been awesome, and it's shown his hunger to grow in Jesus. But the Lord started speaking to him, what he said that word about being offense, on the offense, right? Yeah. Is he's the Lord started speaking to him about, it's good you receive, but I want you giving. I want you ministering to people. How old are you, Elijah?
15.
You're 15 years old. And so he's feeling called to minister and to disciple and encourage people. So his eyes and his radar are open right now. And I just appreciated that. You need to do both. Everyone in here, whether you're 90 or you're, you know, 9, looking for that impartation into your life because it's blessed him. It's imparted on him. But also, you need to be giving away. You know, we're not collecting pools where the water collects in us. We're to be rivers where the presence of the Lord flows through us. What freely we have received, as Jesus said in Matthew 10, and freely we give away. And that's what Elijah's being called to. And Elijah's just had a lot sown into him great from his mom and his dad and from family members and from people around him. And it's just an awesome thing. He and I also talked a little bit about his generation. Are you going to pray over your generation? Oh, I love it, to be set ablaze. We've had some interesting youth things happen here, and multiple people called to the ministry, and it's almost like it's come in waves. I don't know if everybody remembers the EHOP wave. I don't know if that was 3 years ago or 4, I don't know what it was, but there was like, you know, 50, 70 kids that were meeting down there on their own, no adult, down there at a building downtown, and just worshiping and being there for 2-3 hours, and there's just a roaring culture that was going on, and out of that now many of them are married and have kids. And then another group came, and Levi brought a bunch of Whitewater people over here, and there was this roaring group again that happened. They're playing volleyball and praying and in-house church. It was just an awesome thing. And so here comes this next generation, and we're really wanting to pray for them if they're in the age range of, you know, somewhere, whatever, 10 or 12 to 16, 17, you know, we're really praying for that generation to be blessed and to be touched by the Spirit. We're in the middle of another wave with the We Wednesday. I don't know how many of them are here today because spring break, but we've had a wave of those guys happening on Butler County campus. It's just an awesome thing of momentum. And let me say this, it's not about the numbers. That's not my point. It's about the zeal, the seeking of Jesus. It's amazing watching people being born again, moving in their giftings and doing all those things and becoming disciples that are not dependent upon me or anybody else around them. And we're just awesome. It's awesome to see that. And we don't want to see a generation missed. We don't want to see a gap there. So if you don't mind, if you would stand with Elijah right now, would everybody stand if you can stand? and grab a hand next to you if you feel comfortable doing that. And I just want Elijah to agree and you to agree with your amen for his prayer for this generation. Brother, just as your heart is led, pray for it.
Dear Lord, I thank you for the desire you've given me for you. And thank you for the hungry heart that you've given me. And thank you for the experiences I've gone through to get me where I am today. And I just pray an uprise would happen among me, Lord, that just young kids would be desiring you, that they would completely pursue you with all their hearts, and that they would just pursue your relentless love. And just thank you for the youth, Lord. And I pray that you would be seen in them, and that that there would just be an amazing amount of you inside them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Great. Thank you, guys. Shelby, come here while you're standing up. Please be praying for that generation, and please be praying for the Wee Wednesday. This is not prepared, so he's just going to shoot from the hip. But I wanted you to really quick tell us how things are going there and how we could pray for this next last half of the semester and what's happening with all the college kids. What's on your heart for all of them? Thank you. He said it was a good one, so thanks.
We recently just did a 15-hour prayer session. It's supposed to be a 24-hour prayer session. It was really moving. A friend of mine named Christian and I led off for about 3 hours straight. And we were just praising and worshiping the Lord. Kind of got a little loopy. It was kind of late at night. But I think our generation really needs prayer to really be committed. And in college, there's a lot of sinful nature that you're opened up to, whether it be parties or whatever. And I think there's a lot of kids, a lot of college students that are outreached that haven't been given the gospel and don't know what it means to know Jesus and what it means to give Jesus your whole heart. And so I think the generation of college students really need prayer that they'd be opened up and they would just hear the Lord. Because I think a lot of them hear him, they deny him, and they don't, they won't give him their hearts. And so I think we need prayer for that, and then prayer just to really seek him in all that we do, and not just Sundays and Wee Wednesdays, but to all the rest of the weekdays, to really praise him and give him the worship that he deserves.
And amen. And you have expressed to me your heart for believers, particularly, not just the lost, but believers, to know what it is to kind of fully go after Jesus and not live that mixed life. Say a couple words about that. I guess I just did, but
yeah,
because you've been burdened by that.
Yeah, I just feel at Wee Wednesdays, when I sit in the room with a bunch of believers, that words are words and they're not actions. And so when I hear the things that college students are opened up to and some of my fellow believers are opened up to, and then they're falling to that sin, it's concerning. It's concerning to me, because our heart should be with Christ, not just at Wee Wednesdays and not just at church, but every day of the week. And so that's been actually a huge concern of mine. So
yeah, that's awesome. So if you can, just seated there, please pray. How old are you, buddy?
20.
20 years old. Great. Could you pray for that generation? We'll agree with you.
Dear Father, we come before you today just to pray for the college generation, that
yes,
they would hear you, that their eyes would be open,
yes,
to your glory, Father, that they would turn away from their sinful nature, and that they would just glorify your name in everything that we do, and not just going to church and going to Wee Wednesdays, but Father, every day of the week, that we would glorify your name.
Yes.
We would worship you in all that we do. Father, I pray for those who are at Wee Wednesday now and maybe haven't given their whole heart to you yet, but Father, I pray that you would reach out to them and keep knocking, Father, and let the door be opened for your glory. Father, I pray for our generation that they would love you with their hearts,
yes,
Father. And I pray this all in your name. Amen.
Excellent job. Way to off the